Fire Radio. The phone lines are open at 221-1402. And now, Free Fire Radio.
It's about to commence on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio with Carl Lindabot on News Talk 1400 KQMS on the day after the largest protest in recent history in the North State. Phone lines here, 221-1402. If you're out of the area, it is 1-800-521-1989. If you can't quite hear us, go to that 1670 dial. We're joined today by my fellow protesting type, who is somewhat different in his protesting viewpoints, but we were all there. Frosty.
Heck yeah, we were there.
And you know what? We were all thinking the same thing.
I was really proud yesterday of the people that turned out. It made me feel really good. So thank you to everybody who came out.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And of course, soulmate, Linda.
I got to tell you, and we're going to take your calls and share in your thoughts and your feelings for those of you who were there yesterday. And shame on you bloggers for not getting what it was really about, because truly it was about the American spirit. I was overwhelmed. I haven't been that feeling of pride and a feeling of a togetherness since 9/11. I know that some would think that this is a polarization. I don't think that. I think what it is demonstrating your rights as an American and coming out and speaking for what you believe in. And that is the beauty of our country. So there, that's what I think.
And, you know, it wasn't Democrat. It wasn't Republican. It wasn't Libertarian. It wasn't black, white, polka dot. You know, people are generally care about what's going on. They see things happening in the country that they feel like, you know, that our elected representatives aren't taking care of us, that they're moving into what the lobbyists want. You know, it wasn't, at least I didn't look at it as, oh, we're against Obama. No, it wasn't that at all. It was, we want our rights, and we want to maintain our rights, and we don't want to be spent into oblivion.
And you know what was really fun and exciting for us? We rode the Harley. First of all, we started off at City Hall at 5:30. Carl emceed, and that was a gas, and then we drove with the Harley. Actually, you call it, we lined?
We line split, which yeah. was still legal in California yeah. is the only way we yeah. could have gotten there on time.
Yeah, so anyway, we line split over to the bridge. And one of the things that we wanted to share with you is that we love it when we get to meet our listeners. And the other day, we had lunch with some new people that we really like, John and Angela. And John creates these wonderful, it's almost like jewelry for your Harley or your motorcycles, like the gas cap and bells and what are they, Carl? You're the biker.
Well, you know, that's they cover your timing covers. They cover just different spots.
Beautiful.
On the bike.
And handcrafted pieces.
Yeah, handcrafted pieces. You can't, you know, but they just stopped by because they moved them here from Texas and they love it up here. And he just says that he has, you know, and he showed us the work he does. I tell you, it's beautiful.
Sierra Keepsakes. Sales at SierraKeepsakes.com or go to www.SierraKeepsakes.com.
Yeah, just take a look at the stuff, because I tell you what, it's like, talk about decorating your bike. This yeah. is a place to go to.
Hey. And we decorated our bike last night with the feeling of being proud to be an American.
Yeah, and we want to talk some more about this because, you know, we've got a guest today, and we want to talk about, you know, some of the coverage of this and some of the things that were said, you know, throughout the nation, which missed the whole point of this. Carl Lindabot, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Go to the phones. Okay, Gary, you're up.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And we're proud to be an American.
Hey, yes. That was pretty cool yesterday.
Yes. And somehow we missed connections, so we couldn't shake each other's hands. So I have the donation. Can I send it in care of you to the station, or is there another address?
Nope, that's fine. You send donations for the Missing in America Project to 3360 Alta Mesa Drive.
Right.
Right here in Redding.
Right. Okay, now, yesterday, Linda mentioned the bloggers like CNN and ABC who didn't cover it. CNN, they all want to misinterpret it. They have an agenda, and they don't want to see what is in front of them.
Well, you know, I think you're right. You know, and I don't usually... I'm not upset or anything, but I see statements from people. I mean, this is from right here in Shasta County from the head of the Democratic Party here. And he says that this was simply a device concocted by Fox News and those who lobby for the wealthy. You know, I mean, how if he had been there, he would have seen how wrong he was. Because I tell you what, my producer is not one of the wealthy, and he is as far from conservative as you could possibly imagine. And he was there, his friends were there, because they believe that, you know, we have a right to stand up in our country and say, hey, things need to be changed.
Right. At the South End, I had a big cardboard signed, elephant and asses are screwing the masses. And
okay, we saw that.
A lot of people take pictures of the sign and giving me the thumbs up and smiled, et cetera, and a few stopped and said, it's the idea, neither party, all inclusive.
That's right. It isn't. It was about every, you know, it's about what's been happening to our country. Little by little, we just keep losing a few more liberties every day. And then, you know, people aren't paranoid, but they start seeing things. They start seeing these things from the Department of Homeland Security that talks about terrorism. And if you stand up and you protest against something, you are, you know, you're lumped into this group of right wing extremists. I don't think so.
That's right. Well, thank you. Thanks to you and Linda and Greg Mann and all of those. And we'll keep on going because we'll have to do this again, I'm sure, probably many more times before the idea begins to sink in.
I think it's going to grow next time.
Yep.
Anyway, hey, thank you so much for being there, Gary, for supporting.
All right. Thanks to both of you. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you. And, you know, Greg Mann
deserves a big round of applause.
Standing ovation.
And you know what? Greg's not being pushed by Rush Limbaugh or you know, Fox News or anything. He started this. He says when he first came in to talk to us about it,
we thought,
he didn't even have a website. He just says, we need to do something. We need to say something. He says, I want to organize this. So
I mean, we get all kinds of, trust me, we get all kinds of people that come to us. And when he started talking about throwing tea bags in the river, I was okay.
We looked a little,
but you know what?
He was right.
Totally get it now.
Yeah, and but so did a lot of other people. And we're going to talk more about it. But first, we have a pretty special guest here.
We have a very, very special, a bright and beautiful, sunny, homegrown talent. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm sure if you've not heard her name before, you will definitely have her on your bookmark and download and everything else. And her name is Summer Chappell.
Good morning.
Good morning, Summer.
You are so... I love your voice.
Thank you.
And Summer has just recorded a brand new CD. You know how we love to be American, and there's nothing better than country music for being American, right?
Right.
And you've got some great songs. You've got some great hit songs that are going to come off of this CD. Can you tell us a little bit about your story? You're 15.
I'm 15. Yeah.
Her grandmother, Kay, had to drive her here, by the way. So, well, of course, you know, you didn't walk down the street. But anyway, so Summer, tell us your story.
Well, since I was 8, I've been singing with the American Cancer Society, and they have a band called The Untouchables. And about 3 years ago, I was singing with the band, and the lead guitar player, Ron Cornelius, came up to me and said, well, I'm a record producer out of Tennessee, Nashville, Tennessee, and I want to know if maybe you would want to record. And at the time, I was 13, and my grandparents said, no, she's too young. So we waited a year, and he tried again when I was 14, and we just said, you know what, we're gonna try this. And so that's how it all started.
Okay, so then what? So, okay, great. I'm going to go to Nashville and cut a record, but you have to pick songs. Did you help select the songs?
Oh, yes, I did. What happened is my record producer went through about, like, hundreds of songs. And then he sent me 60 songs, and I had to pick 10 from the 60. And that was the hardest part for me.
Okay, well, we're going to take a break, but when we come back, I'm sure we want to hear about the song process as well. Like, were you sitting around with your grandmother and your girlfriends going, what do you think of this one? I really like this one. So anyway, we're going to take a break here. This is Carl and Linda Bott here, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMF. Welcome back. Go ahead.
Welcome
Jumping in there, Mr. Marine, Lieutenant Colonel. I'm so proud of you.
Well, I'm proud of you, too. I like you.
Speaking of proud.
Hey, we're proud of Reading. You know what, though?
Reading could beat their chest with this homegrown talent we've got here, Summer Chappelle. Okay, going back about the song selections.
Yes.
And we're talking about your album. First of all, what is your album called?
Summer Chappelle, self-titled.
And what's really exciting about this, you have a special MySpace. Tell our listeners about MySpace.
MySpace.com/SummerChappelle. It's booming. I have so many people on there and so many fans, and I'm really shocked. But go MySpace.com/SummerChappelle, and you can actually buy my album.
So now's the time where Nashville and our country and our world are really opening up to younger artists such as Taylor.
Oh, God, Taylor Swift. I love Taylor Swift.
Taylor, who just kicks a major hoo-ha.
Yes.
She is so amazing. When she came out with her song with Tim McGraw and sang, remember this? She sang to Tim McGraw at the CMAs?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, oh, okay, we're bringing it up. That's so great. Okay, now what, if you were to pick one song off your album that's your favorite, what would it be?
I would pick VIP. Because that song totally describes me. I'm homegrown, I'm down home, you know, and I'm not going to change who I am. I'm just, you know, small town girl.
Okay, so let's talk about a concert you've got coming up here. You've got a concert at the Cascade.
Cascade Theater, yes, June 27th.
And you're flying in your band that played on the album. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you, I spent 5 years in Nashville, and I did get a chance to co-write with Sarah Majors, who did track God Don't Make Mistakes. And she used to work for Reba's writing company, and I was fortunate to work with some of the Curb writers and work with some great people. And I got to tell you this, I mean, I lived and breathed and ate this music for 5 years, and this is a really, really, really good album.
Thank you.
So congratulations on your solo attempt being such a smash, and that you're going to fly this entire band out. These guys are some A players.
Yes.
And you're going to do this concert the 27th. Tickets go on sale when?
Tickets go on sale May 2nd.
Anything else you want to add?
The concert starts at 7:30.
What else are you doing around town?
I am going to be singing May 8th with the Asphalt Cowboys and at the Chili Cook-Off.
How
and
fun.
I have meet and greets. When is my meet and greet?
Next Thursday
at Yak's Coffee Shop from 6 to 9. So come and...
Which Yak's?
Bicelli. On Bicelli.
On Bicelli. Okay.
So come and support, please.
That is so great.
So, you know, Summer, so you've been born and raised right here in Reading.
Yes.
And is this interfering with your schoolwork at all?
Yeah, a little bit, a little bit, huh? But I it's hard to keep up, but I do keep up.
Great. Well, your grandparents and your family must be so proud. Now, I see you've got Don Hessen there,
yes.
Kids Unlimited. Did you do a season or a few seasons?
Oh, yeah. This coming summer will be my 6th year doing Kids Unlimited. So definitely that Kids Unlimited helped me with my stage presence and my confidence, so... I definitely have to give some props to KU for helping me along.
Isn't that spectacular? Yeah. And maybe you can come back and do a special like guest teacher of some of the kids about, look what it's done for me and where I'm going. Carl?
Well, you know, I heard the album too. It's, you know, it's really good. And if you don't know you're 15, you would have never known that by listening to it. It's very professional, very polished. You know, if you like country and you like a great voice, you know, you might want to check out Summer's website there, and can you hear a couple of the cuts off it?
Can you hear it on MySpace? Yeah,
you can hear them all.
Okay, let me tell you which I think is what I really liked. I thought, oh my gosh, this is huge. Like a Rock Star. Is so movie track worthy.
Yeah.
Can't you just hear? Can't you hear Hannah Montana? like somebody in a movie. That it's so like teen love.
Yeah, that's definitely that's a really good song. And when I first heard that song, I didn't like it very much, but I grew to like it. Just like the beat and everything about it. That's definitely a good song.
Okay, well, now let's right before we have to break here. Where can you buy the tickets at?
Tickets. Box office at the Cascade Theater.
Okay.
On May 2nd, they go on sale.
We need to sell out this show, you guys, because we need to support Summer Chappelle here, our special guest.
Local talent and a great talent.
And MySpace, go again one more time with that website so our listeners can write that down.
MySpace.com/SummerChappelle.
I'll tell you, it's really worth looking at, listening to, and go to the meet and greet again at Yak's Thursday?
Friday. Friday, 6 to 9.
Okay, that's a week from...
24th.
Okay, a week from tomorrow.
All right.
That's the same day that Linda and I are racing the truck in the Enduro at Shasta Raceway.
So you can go meet Summer and meet and greet this darling 15-year-old. It's what's beautiful here is that it's fresh, it's new, and I just think everyone needs to get out there and support what you're doing. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, okay, now, when we come back, we've got people on the line starting to back up here on the line here, but we're going to be talking about front pages. We're going to be talking about things that have happened at the national level with apologies to veterans, which were too little, too late. And we're going to talk about a little bit more about what's happening in our town. So, Carl Lindebach, Free Fire Radio, News Talk, 1400 KQMS. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Finest tobacco emporium in California. Finest coffee you can buy at Espresso Joe's. Joe and Shelley are backing this Missing in America project big time because tomorrow at Tobacco and Brew, starting around 4 o'clock, you're going to have a barbecue going. And earlier, you're going to be able to see the Missing in America project race truck. We'll talk about that. Yeehaw. Good morning, Bill.
Morning, Bill. Hello.
You're on.
Hey, thank you. If I get maybe half a minute, I can go real quick on this. I was born in 1942. When I was in the fifth and sixth grade of grammar school, they used to bring projectors in three times a week and show us atomic bombs going off and tell us we probably wouldn't be alive tomorrow. Scared us to death. Anyway, about 1951, there was a defector from Russia. They come over to the United States, and he says, you don't have to worry about atomic bombs. We're not going to bomb you. It's not we're going to take you over. It's like 1952. We're going to destroy the family unit. We're going to destroy the morals. We're going to go after your faith. We're going to infiltrate our people in all sections of government and high positions. We're going to depress your confidence in your Congress and Senate. Next to nothing, and we're going to go after your financial systems. And when we get to that point, we're going to run a socialist for president, and you're going to elect him, and we're going to take you over that way. And it scares me to death. I remember that from a kid in the 50s, early 50s, and I see what that guy said happening. And that's why I was at a demonstration yesterday at the Tea Party. I'm fearful. I remember it. Anybody in their mid-60s could possibly remember this, too. And it's scary, but I remember what this guy said and how he's going to do it.
Well, people have sent us things about that way. The way you break a nation is from within, not from without. We're too strong for that. If anybody does a direct attack on us, as happened in World War II and on 9/11, you see what happens. You incur the wrath of this country, and right or wrong, we're coming after you.
Right.
And in most cases, it's always been right. Now, there's been mistakes, but you don't come at us head on because we'll take you out. So what they do is we're infiltrated by a lot of ways. And one of them is an open border. Another one is a liberal press that doesn't believe in the fact of people taking care of themselves. It's about the government taking care of us. And it doesn't work that way. But thank you so much for your phone call.
Thanks, Carl.
You bet.
Thank you, Mike.
Willie!
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good to see you yesterday.
Well, I tell you what, I sure thank you guys for being the MC at the Shastax event and at City Hall. And I just, I was completely amazed, completely floored. We were figuring, well, maybe, you know, what, 150 or so. That was about how many people turned out, I think, for the RAU protest. And I think we had in the neighborhood of, what, maybe 500 there? I mean, easily four times. And then to go over to the bridge and to see that just jam-packed.
Okay, Willie, I mean, how many people people do you think, Willie, were at the bridge? What would be your guesstimate?
I mean, just in looking at how thick the people were across the bridge, underneath the bridge, on the entrance way to the bridge, there were easily 2,000 people there.
See, it says hundreds in the paper.
Well, yeah, but I mean, when you actually took a look at those at the people that were there, and you know, I'm politically active. The people that were there, these weren't politically active people. Mm-hmm. These were people that came out. This was probably their first protest event mm-hmm. that they've been to. You know, this entire movement, this nationwide movement, is bringing a whole new group of people to the forefront that had never been involved. And quite frankly, you know, my wife and I, we were talking about it this morning. I think the liberal left, they're looking at it and they're being threatened because they recognized, you know what, they got a lot of people out to vote this last time for Obama, and that's how they got him in there. And I'm thinking, you know what, they don't want this sleeping giant awakened. Well, they're definitely worried because they see some real push for change here.
Well, the thing I enjoyed, and we can say liberal and conservatives, was that I saw people of all spectrum, across the spectrum there, that said, you know what, you're taking too much of our money. You're not living in a budget like we have to. You're taking away our freedoms. And this goes across the board. You know, and there's so many things that are going on in our government right now that people are just saying, wait a minute, you know, we may want change, but we don't want everything changed.
Well, that's exactly it. You know, people wanted to hear that message of change this last time because they see our country going in the wrong direction, but they just bought into this message of change without getting some more of the details. You know, what kind of change are you really offering? Well, socialism isn't what they want, and I think that was made evident both here and then, you know, across the country. But you know, I just wanted to thank you guys for participating and for all of the people in Reading who, you know, went out, braved the traffic, you know, managed to fight their way into the convention center, and I mean that was just a huge event. Actually, all three events, you know, were real great displays, and I think that our local folks are definitely paying attention.
Well, this is where the big news stations missed it.
Well, Willie, when we left the city hall yesterday, and we got on the Harley and we drove up Park Marina Drive, and saw the traffic backed up over by the the hotel there, what is the round hotel in the water? I can't think right now.
Right.
Anyway, traffic was backed up all the way there, and we thought, oh, this is like the fireworks.
It was.
And you know what? People weren't going to get anything for this. It's not like you get to see a firework display. You're going there. They were going there to participate with their bodies and their feet. They were walking to let their, to speak their rights to, with their being.
Absolutely, and didn't it just reinvigorate you? I mean, in your spirit in America, and recognize, you know, we saw this huge pendulum shift before, and we're seeing, you know, the people are taking it back now, and so I don't know. I'm just thrilled to see that.
So
and you know, I was here, I was thrilled to hear Summer on the radio this morning with you guys.
What a doll!
I mean, what a fantastic talent. She came down and she sang at an event that we had, and. And, oh, my gosh, just Floria such a young girl. And you would think, okay, what kind of a singer is she? And she has this, you know, huge, powerful voice. And it's like, wow.
There's a chance.
A lot of talent packed in there.
Yes.
There's
she
a chance.
She has that song, God Doesn't Make Mistakes. And if that doesn't just bring you to tears, boy, I don't know what will.
Right.
Well, there's a chance that we'll be hearing a lot about Summer. We got to take a break here. Hey, Willie, thanks for calling. We've got people back up on the line, and we will get to our callers as soon as we finish this break. This is Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio. KQMS. KQMS. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. This portion of the show brought to you by Free.
Four.
Four.
Not Three Wins.
That's right. Four Wins Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. If you need to sell that gold because the economy may be just punching a little bit,
This is the place to take it to. He'll give you the best price in town. He'll rework your old jewelry so it looks like new. And he is one of the best protesters you're ever going to meet. Terry, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Thanks for waiting, Terry.
Hey, listen, I want to thank you, first of all, for your service to our country, Carl.
Oh, thank you.
And yesterday at the Sundial Bridge, we handed out approximately 1,000 flyers. And that was for the Declaration of Reconstitution, a petition for the redress of grievances, which we have posted online.
Uh-huh.
And
that wasn't everybody.
No. We ran out probably before we could get them across the bridge. I went up to Greg, and he told me when to get them moving. We started moving them across the bridge. We were already out. We were handing a lot of the flyers out to couples, to groups of three and four, and we've seen a lot of approximations. The record searchlight, I think, said hundreds of people.
Where were they? Obviously, they couldn't have been there and said hundreds.
Yeah,
unless they meant several hundreds, like several hundreds that add up to thousands.
I know. You're right.
Well, you know what was great also is that as you went around to the bottom of the bridge,
right,
you heard people reading different
right.
The Constitution.
Right. Those were quotes from our forefathers.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah, different people reading it. That was cool, too. And I tell you what, this is how many people were on that were there. We were walking across the bridge.
And it was wiggling, huh?
It was wiggling to the extent that, as I pointed out to some people, it's like being on Liberty after 6 weeks of some place and being in Longapo and trying to walk down the street there after carrying a load of beer. But it was just moving that much. And then I started thinking, had they planned on having this many people on this bridge at one time? So,
well, that was a concern, believe me. But there was... To clarify it, we had over 2,500 people, period. Okay, let's just get the thing clear. We probably had over that. And I know Greg at the end was practically in tears. We were just looking at each other going, man, this is incredible.
Yeah.
This whole thing started with, you know, with some people sitting in a room once a week. So that I want to make clear. And could I give you the online address where you can view this declaration? And if you choose to... mail it in to our Congress and Senate?
Absolutely.
Absolutely,
sure.
Okay, it is Bostonian, BostonianTeaParty.com. BostonianTeaParty.com. And Bostonian Tea Party is all one word.
Right.
And one other thing, buddy, that hat that Greg had on that you liked?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm working on it for you, man.
Okay.
We ran out. I'm working on it for you.
Well, I tell you what, we really appreciate everything you did. And again, it was America. This is what makes our country great. I mean, you know, people can poke fun and they say, oh, it was back, you know, it was forced by this. It wasn't. It was Americans saying, you know what, we've kind of had enough here and we want to take back our country. So, hey, thanks a lot for your phone call.
All right, pal.
You know, that was pretty cool. You know,
well, you had families out there. I saw this one couple that had their baby strapped on and two little girls. I saw, you know, the people that just got off work, they still had cement on their fingers and they still had the, you know, it was the sheetrockers. It was the banker.
It was pilots. It was
everything.
Families that were coming out there. And I said, you're starting them a little bit early. And the father said, you know, I've never been to a protest in my life. He says, but you know what? It's time to start.
It's his future. Whoa. They point down to the 8-year-old or the 3-year-old is their future.
There you
anyway,
go.
Anyway, let's go to the phones.
Hey, Jim, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, that was a great deal there. I'll tell you, the walk across the bridge was pretty exciting there. like you're walking on a ship.
It was like an E-ride.
It was, wasn't it?
Yeah, there's one gal got seasick. Other than that, it wasn't too bad.
I wondered about that. Yeah. Boy.
Yeah, but it was a great. There were probably about 3,000 people there.
And I think that was right. You know, we looked at it because both sides of the bridge were filled over people on the bridge. And to say that there were hundreds, I'm like, hundreds? You know, I mean, there were hundreds at the rally in front of City Hall.
Right.
And all those people went over there. You know, so, you know, and when they count the number of tax protests that went on, here's our town of Reading, 90,000 people, three different protests, 20, and you figure that 2,500, 2,000 people, let's just say, showed up at that. How many people that represented? And to have that happen in this city, that is the strength of America. Not, you know, going to places where they bring in these big bands and, you know, to attract people. You know, that doesn't count. The only thing that people showed up for yesterday was to say, enough is enough.
That's right. Yeah. You know, I brought six of my grandkids down there. And so But that was pretty good there. I mean, they enjoyed it too, and they got their eyes open. They were at awe, you know, just to see how many people showed up. But people wanted, they don't want to see 3,000. That sounds like too many people. So 3,000, that's better. Yeah, count them in hundreds, that's better to do. Yeah.
I would have liked to have been a fly. I would have liked to have been a fly on the wall in your car on the way home to hear what the kids had to say.
Oh, they loved it. And they were pretty impressed with everything that's going on. And the walk on the bridge was the most exciting. They went across it twice just to get the feel on that.
Well, you know, we got to teach them young that you just can't keep accepting everything the government says. You know, people say, well, where were you 8 years ago? Well, you know what? It doesn't make any difference where we were 8 years ago. It's where we are now that people are finally starting to wake up and say, hey, enough's enough.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for your call.
One other thing there. 1 hour in the morning on this show is not enough. We need to get this program on from 7 to 9 and to get it going up there, and then we can get things going there. But just 1 hour is just way too short.
I know, it's hard.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Jim. Hey, we got to take a break here. Please hold on. The phones are lit up. We're talking about, well, we got a lot of stuff to talk about, but the Sundial Bridge and what happened yesterday with the Tea Party. Wow, what a great time. We want to hear your thoughts. This is Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Carl and Linda Bott here. Welcome back. We've got a few minutes left. Now, please hang on the phone. This is Free Fire Radio here, and this portion of the show is brought to you by New Image Photography. That's there on Park Marina Circle, right next to the Bead Man. Dan and Julia. In fact, Dan, hello. He was there last night taking pictures. They're looking for seniors to become their spokesmodels for senior portraits, get free stuff, and all that. Really great photographers. 243-4301.
Hey, we'd like to thank Rob Exter. Rob made a DVD of the Tea Party that went on at the City Hall and plus the one at Sundial Bridge. So we would really like to thank Rob Exter for doing this.
Well,
for
we
us.
Got to work this morning and he made this copy for us. We haven't seen it yet, but I mean, he wrote this letter and we just thought, well, there's a guy who's just very passionate about what he does. But let's go to the phones. Thanks.
Greg.
Good morning, Carl and Linda.
Oh,
this is Greg. Let us thank you. And we've got the phone lines backed up, Greg.
Well, not a problem. I just wanted to say, It's a sad time when we see our local newspaper and so forth not doing justice to the appropriate information out there. An unofficial count at this particular point was between the 2,000 and 3,000 mark. We tried to keep tabs on it the best we could, and it was somewhere between 2,000 and 3,000. Ironically, Sacramento had an unofficial account somewhere in the vicinity of 8,000, so I think our little community did itself proud.
Well, you know, you look at all these, like San Antonio had 4,000. I mean, you look at percentages. We kicked butt.
Yeah, definitely. So, I agree.
But we want to thank you,
Greg.
So much, Greg, for everything you did.
Thank you. Thank you to all of the community, and
that's right.
Thank you, Carl and Linda, for coming down and seeing us, and thank you also to Willie for doing his thing at the
City Hall.
At the City Hall, and you guys helping them with that, and also to the other person who did the noontime thing. It's wonderful that we had this outpouring and interest throughout the community, and again, you know, I commend the community for
for caring.
Their interest, yeah.
Yes.
Thank you, Greg.
Thank you so much, Greg.
Take care. Bye.
Sean.
Hi.
Hi.
I wonder if anybody realizes with all of this, what did the Revolutionary Fathers have to do after that? I mean, King George didn't listen, and eventually we had to take up arms to take our own country and make it back.
Well, I don't know if we're going to have to take up
arms. Well, I don't think so either.
But what we have to do, though, is keep focused on this. Sean, you're absolutely right, that we can't just march and just say, okay, that makes us feel good. What's the bottom line on this?
Eventually we have to take action to, you know, get people to get them to understand we're serious.
And how do you do that?
By keep doing what we're doing.
Absolutely. And it gets bigger and bigger. And then we vote. We vote them out of office.
Yeah. But can the country survive 4 years of the taxation that's going to have to end up coming after the spending?
Well, you know what the fact is that there, you know, the best thing about it is every 2 years we get a chance to change what's going on in Congress.
And I don't know, I'll take my egg scrambled. Sounds like you're making breakfast.
No, I'm making coffee. No, the thing is, though, we can vote all we want, but if you look at what happened with Al Franken getting into office.
Did he win?
He supposedly won. They're still contesting it.
I think they should.
I think groups like Acorn trying to do what they're doing should be outlawed because they were letting people vote that shouldn't have been voting.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, Sean, you know, this is too big a subject for us to try and do in one day because we don't have enough time. But we're going to be talking about this tomorrow, too. But we've got everybody in line. Thanks so much for calling.
Thank you.
You bet. Don.
Yes. Hi, guys.
Hey, we just got a short time, Don.
I understand. I'll try not to be long-winded. After all of this, my question to you and anyone else in this state is, what is Queen Pelosi and Princess Boxer, what reaction are they going to have after all of this? I don't think they give a damn.
I think you're right. I think that they think it is, they're going to say that this is not the real people. This was formed by a bunch of Republican, you know, right-wing conservatives and Rush people, and they weren't there. They did not see the people that were there last night.
That's right.
They were everybody. I mean, liberals. You talk about rockers. You're talking country western. You're talking people with spiked hair. Everybody was there and said, you know what? We want to take our country back.
That's
we
right.
We want our country.
Do you have something? May I say something very briefly here?
Yeah,
I've got 30 seconds.
I've got like 10 seconds.
Okay, I'm a leftover from World War II. I was in the Army Transportation Corps, which is the Merchant Marine.
Uh-huh.
All of us took training on 20 millimeter, 5 inch, and 50 caliber guns, which were on merchant ships. Why in the hell can't we do that now?
We should be able to. Hey, we've got to run. Thanks so much,
bye.
Don. Hey, look, you know, we've got people on the line. We're sorry, John. We're sorry for everybody else, but we'll talk about this tomorrow too. It was a great day yesterday in our city, and we're going to continue this tomorrow. This is Carl Lindabad on Free Fire Radio, and just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. And you know what? We know where you are.